Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 27. Today what I'd like to talk about is a new song we have taught in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We've done it a couple of times now, including this last Sunday, Easter Sunday, as the final song. And the reason I wanted to bring it to our attention is because of the kind of song that it is. It's a sending song, you could call it. Now, in many churches of various denominations, the final song being a sending song is a strong tradition. Often in many church congregations, denominations, they'll have somebody, a priest, a minister, stand up and say something like, "I send you out in the name of Jesus," or something like that. And it's helpful, I think, to have a sending song. And we often sing a very upbeat song at the end of our services. It's all good. But not many of them have the particular idea of sending. So why have we gathered? We've gathered to worship God. We've gathered to strengthen each other's faith, to encourage each other, and our fellowship will do that. But part of what we have done is to gather to be refreshed and reminded of what we're all about, to be refined, and then be ready to be sent out from our gathering. That's what the church is, an ecclesia, a gathering. And then being prepared to be sent out again into the world to the particular places where we live and work and so on. So sending songs are very helpful. They're a reminder at the end of the fact that we're now being sent out by the Spirit. We don't have many of those. One that we sing sometimes is, "Here am I, Lord, send me." That's a sending song. But how many others can you think of that are specifically sending songs? I'd like to know if you have some in your repertoire, for your church repertoire, then let me know. But we don't have many. So here's what I found. I heard it recently and I looked it up and I thought I'd bring it to your attention, see if you like it as much as I do. It's a song called "Send Us Out." Very appropriate. And it's by Matt Osgood, he of Resound. Now, if you've not found the website, resoundworship.org. Look it up. All the W's, resoundworship.org. They write some really good songs in there. And one of these is the song "Send Us Out." Let me read the lyrics for us before I talk about the song in more detail. "Send us out in the power of your Spirit to shine your light in the way we live. Send us out in the power of the Spirit. As we've received, may we freely give." And then the chorus, "Send us out, send us out, send us out for your glory. Let all we do be praise to you. Send us out for your glory." The second verse, "Send us out in the power of your Spirit to show your love everywhere we go. Send us out in the power of your Spirit. Lord, fill us up so we overflow. And there's a bridge. We're laying down our lives, a living sacrifice. We're living for your glory and your praise. We're taking up our cross. We've counted up the cost. We're living for your glory and your praise." And then he goes back to the chorus. "Send us out. Send us out. Send us out for your glory. Let all we do be praise to you. Send us out for your glory." Really like those lyrics. I like the sentiment behind them. And so I can recommend that. So if you go to the website, you will find there many resources and which you can purchase. There's a chord chart, a lead sheet, a lyric sheet, a full MP3, a backing track, a piano score, a choir score, a lyric video, and the melody instruments in C and in B flat. You can buy a full song bundle for, what, £3.49. And there are various options there, and I would recommend you look at that. I bought several different bits, piano score, MP3, backing track, maybe the lead sheet as well, I forget. But I bought bits and pieces, and I bought the backing track so that the congregation could learn it easily and quickly. So in the process of teaching it, first of all, I played the track with the voices of the recording artists, and then I played the backing track with the words on screen, and we sang it all together. Two Fridays in a row, and then the final time we sang it without backing track at the church, first church service we did it at, and again this last Sunday with our own instruments instead. That method seemed to work well for learning the song. How does it sound? Well, you can listen to it online, but here it is. "Send us out in the power of your Spirit to shine your light in the way we live. Send us out in the power of your Spirit. As we've received, may we freely give. Send us out, send us out, send us out for your glory. Let all we do be praise to you. Send us out for your glory. That's it. There's a bridge as well, but that's quite high. I'm not going to sing it now because it's early in the morning and I haven't warmed my voice up properly yet. But you can hear the whole thing on the Resound Worship website. I really like this song. I think it went down well for our church. It's one more to add to our repertoire of sending songs. Have you got any? Have you got some sending songs you use? Maybe the ones I don't know about, others don't know about. So please let me know. Leave a comment wherever you see or hear this recording, because then we will all learn from one another, and we learn best when we learn in community. Thanks so much. I do pray the next time you gather for corporate worship, it's a wonderful time of worshiping together our great God, who deserves all our worship and from whom we benefit so much. When we worship in a way that connects our hearts and minds together with one another, with the understanding of our great God. So do comment, do pass the link on to one other person if you possibly can. And until the next time we meet, I hope you have great times of corporate worship. Take care and God bless.